The Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, The Truth About Us, go to BrantHanson.com.
Okay, Shane's on the phone. I'll get my accordion for the contest.
No, let's not. Okay.
Okay.
I just wish you
This never goes well.
I already
started introducing
But you know it. That it never goes well.
Why I don't know that.
You don't know that? When?
I don't remember exactly. All right, so this is the Great American Accordion Challenge. You name a hit song from your high school days, I will play it immediately. Like within 0.04 seconds, I will start the song and nail it.
But what about Flock of Seagulls?
I couldn't get away. I nailed that last part.
That was really good.
Sherry said it never goes
well,
good.
Let's ask Shane, on a scale of 1 to 10, what would you give that, Shane?
I never want to listen to that song again.
It'll never be as good. Yes, he's right.
That's an interpretation of what he said.
It'll never be as good again. Just finished writing a chapter in a new book I'm doing, but I was trying to explain what God is looking for from us, because it can be really confusing.
Mm-hmm.
You can make a long list of all the religious things, all the good Christian things or whatever,
mm-hmm.
but I'm more convinced than ever he's looking for loyalty from us,
mm-hmm.
and he really wants it, like talking to him, celebrating him, that's being loyal,
mm-hmm.
doing that sort of thing in our personal space. Whenever we do that, it's showing our loyalty. We wouldn't do that otherwise.
Right.
If I'm actually going to talk to him during my day, you got stuff going on, but you're making time for him. That's loyalty. And it's saying, yeah, of all the things I could worship, and everybody worships something or someone, something. But of all the things, I'm going to worship you. I mean, that's loyalty. I don't get this. It says men are more afraid of going to the dentist than women are.
Okay.
Are women not afraid of the dentist? I don't understand that.
Apparently not as afraid as men.
I don't know why.
Are you afraid?
Yeah. Oh, 100%. Of course, but I don't understand how somebody's not. Like, I'm going to go somewhere,
mm-hmm.
basically be strapped into a chair while you do something to my face that
I
have no control over.
And then
I also don't know what the bill's going to be at the end. I don't know how.
It's, yeah, actually.
You're okay with it?
That is very scary.
Yeah, okay, good. Good, I got everybody on even terms. Kenny, John Baker passed away, and he started something. You may not be familiar with him. You might be familiar with Celebrate Recovery,
mm-hmm.
which is something he started and is phenomenal. I haven't been a part of it, but I've got a lot of friends who have.
I know a lot of people who have.
Yeah, through the church. So it's a 12-step program where they've modified a few things, but it's openly about Jesus,
mm-hmm.
and it's for, the way they put it, hurts people with hurts, habits, and hang-ups.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess the community is the draw. Because you got a bunch of people being really, really honest about those hurts and habits and hangups. The interesting thing, of course, is that we all have hurts, habits, and hangups.
Mm-hmm.
Only some of us will admit it. But that's what's so refreshing when you do, and you get it out there. Instead of being ashamed of it, you get it out. It's confessing to one another. It's really being the
Shame
church.
Shame is really the biggest problem, isn't it?
Yes, and it stops you from becoming something wonderful. And I'm really thankful for him. I'm thankful for churches that operate that way, that are just, this is where we come to acknowledge who we actually are and how good God is. One thing about your job, even if you hate it, it's still really, really important. It is. Not only for what the service you're performing, but one wonderful thing about it, like if you actually look in scripture, there's no division between this job is sacred and this job is secular, or this job is really important to God and spiritual, but that job's not spiritual.
It's true.
Like, they're all spiritual, and it even says, do your job like God is your boss. You're working for him. So it's all spiritual. It's all important. Okay, I know it's not a big thing, I got it, but is there a bigger disconnect in the flavor world between grape and grape flavor? Like, what grapes actually taste like and grape flavoring? It says no, there's no relationship there at all. I just want to call it out because no one will say it. But it's not even close. I think we have this idea in our head about what great flavor is supposed to taste like.
That's right.
But it's a totally, it has no relationship.
But if you opened up that pop or soda, whatever you say, and it tasted like actual grapes.
Oh, you'd be shocked to be like, what this tastes like? I don't want grapes. I want grape flavor. So glad you're listening. Really honored. My name is Brant, by the way. Producer Sherry is here, too.
I just saw an article pop up on my timeline. Did not read it. Just saw the title. I wanted to get your thoughts on it.
Okay.
Telling male friends I love you is a muscle guys need to flex every day.
Well, what? Wait.
Telling male friends
I love you.
I love you is a muscle guys need to flex every day.
Is a muscle guys need to a guy is flexing by saying I love you?
Yeah, that's a yes.
So it's like a power move?
No.
It's not. Right. No, I didn't know. Like, usually we say you're flexing. You're like, you're doing it like
that. No, exercising that muscle maybe is a better way of putting it, I think.
It's okay. So, no, seriously, don't understand. It doesn't even compute.
I think I have my answer. We can move on from here.
They can't even understand the headline all of a sudden. So, I just missed it. They just had another show where they award each other stuff again.
I saw that and I was like, man, they can't let it go. Like, they did it virtually.
Oh, no, they're gonna do awards.
Yeah.
How do I award myself?
I guess they're still out there doing stuff, so they feel like we're out here doing stuff we should award ourselves.
Yeah, I
get it. But there's no audience or anything. It's just they did it virtually.
You know what I saw, though? This is a headline. Huh. There's actually a red carpet industry, and it's hurting right now.
Oh.
Where they actually roll it out, and there's a setup that goes along with it, and all the...
Well, this doesn't help them, does it?
No.
Right.
So they're saying... But they do 150 events a year in Hollywood.
Wow.
Where people are constantly... That's how often...
And it's the same 11 people walking up and down the carpet.
It's constantly. You should get one of those walking tracker apps to see how far you've gone just down red carpets this year. Like
74 red carpet steps.
74 miles of red carpet walking I've done this year to reward myself stuff. It is a great time to refinance or get a mortgage right now because of low interest rates. Our podcast sponsor, one of them is Fellowship Home Loans. They're awesome. Mike and Brian are fantastic to talk to. Here's their number, 800-804-SAVE, 800-804-SAVE, or just go to fellowshiphomeloans.com. It's a great quote, and I keep this in mind all the time. It's from Annie Dillard, I think, and she said, life is how you spend your days, or something like that.
Yeah, when you first said that to me, I really took that in.
I kind of say it to everybody, because it usually comes up at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And it's meant a lot to me, because you can make decisions based on highlight clips that you're thinking. You want to create this Instagram moment.
Yeah.
That's not a great basis for life decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Like, life is how you're actually spending each day. So if you're deciding where you want to live, what you're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's the stuff that doesn't show up in the Instagram feed or you don't want to post, but those things each day, like life is how you spend your days. And God's in that. Like he's in the little things that were the mundane things that we're doing. We can spend that time with him. That's what it's all about. Okay, here we go. Can you do the...
Oh.
You do the
thing. And now a masterclass on joke telling with your host, Brant Hansen.
Hi. I'm Brant Hansen. This is my master class.
Said go right into
welcome
the segment. That's why you have an opening. So, you
so anyway, my golden retriever used to chase me.
All right.
Anyway, my golden retriever used to chase people on a bike a lot. It got so bad, I finally had to take the bike from him. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No.
Can't you picture a little dog though, like his little front paws up on the handlebars, and then he's chasing
after. I can't picture that at all.
Okay, this has been a Brant Hansen.
That's terrible.
Joke telling masterclass right there. That's pretty good. A great idea. I just saw this on Reddit or somewhere, but it said people should spend more on marriage counseling and less on the wedding.
Mm.
And I'm like, that is so true.
Okay.
It's not to poo-poo the wedding if you want to spend money on the way, but.
On the front end before getting married?
On the front end is great, but even better would be like to save some money, or maybe that's your wedding gift. Somebody's like, in 6 months, you can do some checkup counseling.
Ooh, is that offensive?
No, I don't think
As a gift?
Oh, probably. probably. But still, it's still a great idea.
It is, I think.
Because
yeah.
That's when you need, like, oh, now I'm starting to figure this out. It's like once you start doing something, now I'm starting to figure this out. I know what I need to work on. Look, I don't have a choice. I have to be shocking. It's part of being a shock jock. I am rated G, but I shock people to help the show grow, and then because people talk about it and buzz about it. And then
do you know like, when that part of it's going to happen?
I'm waiting for it. Okay, it's going to blow up the whole show. It's gonna...
We're planting the shock seeds in the ground as we speak.
So this is kind of shocking, and it's true. If you have any Apple products at all, you have to click that you agree to the terms for Apple Music.
Okay.
The terms include that you promise that you will not use the Apple Music app to make nuclear or chemical weapons.
Okay.
So I just think it's kind of shy. It's true. You can actually, no one actually ever reads it, but it actually says not to do that.
Okay.
Okay. So it's okay. I thought it was at least sort of interesting.
Well, it is. Yeah. I'm trying to follow the trail here. So you say that.
Yeah.
Someone hears it.
Yeah, and then
they say,
what
can
you do
you tell me what's next there?
What I'm asking you to do is to go is to go to friends or maybe in your next Zoom meeting or whatever and be like, hey, guy, did you know that that's in there? And then they were like, where'd you hear that? Oh, the show. How do I hear that? Listen to another station.
You think that would make people want to listen to the show because you found that out?
I don't know, Sherry. I'm trying really hard here, real hard.
I'm just trying to help.
Yeah, I know. Isn't it true that when you first encounter Christianity, maybe in your life, you think that it's all about rules and then like morality and like virtues and duties and all that sort of stuff? Yeah. And then C.S. Lewis said, that's the way it always seems at first. And then you realize it takes you way beyond that. And if you're wondering what way beyond that means, maybe you're new to the faith or maybe you're standing outside it looking in, like what in the world? I will totally underline that. Like, my life is not me poring over the nuances of rules. I want to spend time with God. I want to communicate with him. I think he takes care of me. I think he helps me have wisdom. I think he helps me be more peaceful and joyful than I would be. I know he does. Wouldn't you say the same thing?
I absolutely would, yes.
But it's like, it's
I'm so glad I went way beyond.
Yeah, it does. Yes. It takes you a way beyond. It's so much richer than what you may see from the outside. People are sick of Zoom. I just read that, and maybe that's you. Maybe we're talking about
it's
you.
It's our major way of interacting now.
I don't love it, but I just figured out how to do the backgrounds.
Oh, the different.
Yeah, I didn't know. Like, I figured it out, and I found all these cool Lord of the Rings backgrounds. That like puts you in a scene, like the council at Rivendell, like with Elrond and everything. Like,
sure.
I'm like one of those guys. It looks like in the Zoom thing.
During
the
Zoom meeting, aren't you on
right
Zoom
between,
meetings?
Like, Boromir.
Sure, with Cure hospitals like across the globe. Really, these are doctors and surgeons.
I'm in meetings with
in various countries
with surgeons.
Yeah,
but
in different countries.
They look, Lord of the Rings is in many languages and it transcends, I think.
Okay.
I don't know how seriously they take me anyway, honestly, to be started
with.
But
a surgeon sitting there watching you in Riverdale?
It's not Riverdale. Oh, my goodness. Jesus is so smart. You know, he said stuff that they didn't like it. People to this day are like, oh, come on, come on, come on. Stuff about how there's no one good but God. No one's good. Okay, so I wrote a book about this. I've thought a lot about it, but this just came out from Cornell University. They've concluded that most of us think we're better than we really are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Researchers expected people, after they did these studies, to view their peers cynically, but instead we tend to overinflate our own egos. So we look at other people and we're very suspicious of them, like, well, that was... But we look at ourselves and we're like, we're golden, man.
Yeah.
We're awesome. We think we're better than we really are. That is according to Cornell. There's a billion studies that you can look at about this. But I'm telling you, that's one of the reasons I'm a Christian, is Jesus calls this out. He doesn't. He's like, everybody has to repent, which means rethink. You have to humble yourself. All of us have to do this. Just want to say, you're an awesome listener for listening to the show. I just want to say that. I also want to turn to Sherry and say you're an amazing producer.
Thank you.
You really
Hansen.
Are. Incredibly talented.
Thank you. I appreciate
so
that.
So smart. Great laugh.
Thank you.
And like theologically astute.
Thank you.
All of these things. Yesterday was World Compliment Day.
Oh, I see.
And I wanted to say this stuff, but I had to wait because I'm not going to participate in their world days.
Well, so. Can I tell you something? Uh-huh. Yesterday, I really needed to hear it.
Oh, well. But sometimes rules.
Principles, yeah.
Rules and principles must take precedence over people. And so.
That's what I hear.
Yeah, but I'm glad you're better today.
This has been the Brandt and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brandt's new book, The Truth About Us, go to BrantHanson.com.